Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Our Boys to Grow Strong in Christ by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. I'll never forget the day I found out I was carrying a little boy in my womb. My heart burst, knowing I was carrying a little boy who would one day become a man. God has entrusted me a son to raise, to know how to love and lead his family. God entrusted me to teach him what God thinks of him, loves about him, and commands of him. Now you might be thinking, okay, that's great for you, but I'm not a mom of a boy, or I'm not a mom at all. But if I had to guess, there's a boy in your life through family or friendships. And this means the Lord has also entrusted you with loving and leading a boy into godly manhood, too. Our secular culture has made it a point to diminish men and the gift they are to this world. Boys are taught at a young age to suppress their strength, their tenacity, and their God-given designed ways of thinking. We see in 1 Corinthians 16:13 that the Lord commands, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. God made men to be strong and protective. He knit them to have a desire to lead and to be willing to fight for his family. Instead of suppressing these things, we need to pray for them. We need to be praying that the boys the Lord has entrusted would grow up to honor God and obey his commands. We should be training up these boys to know that the way God knit them together was perfect and without error. We need these boys, who will one day be the men of this nation, to know that they are desired in this world. Often I find myself praying for my son to be a bold leader of men and a steadfast, unwavering follower of Christ. This is what our boys need. They need people pouring into them, praying over them, and leading them to what God says about them. They need those who shepherd them to remind them of who they are in Christ and that God handpicked them. They need to know that their confidence is rooted in God Almighty, and that the world will never be able to strip them of his promises. Our boys, who will grow up to be men, need to know that we are for them. We desire them. We want to honor them. Let's pray now for our boys to grow in stature with the Lord. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for all of the boys you've knit together. God, we pray that your almighty hand would be upon them and that they would know who they are in Christ. I ask that you stir up in us, who have the honor of leading a boy, a desire to teach them to be bold for the kingdom of God. May they not for a second question the gift they are to this world. I pray they know when you created masculinity, it was not by mistake, but by divinity. Thank you, Lord, for our men. In Jesus' name, amen.
Found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.